With the rope guide and spherical marker on your right, the Allen's Pond stone barn will be on your left, about 5 yards away at the 10 o'clock position. This historical building, constructed during the mid-1800s, is now an educational space. Inside, accessible bathrooms are available during program times and special events, with an entrance located on the front-facing wall towards the left-hand side. This building is of a pale off-white color with large historic sliding doors on the front. These same doors would have allowed hay carts and livestock to enter and be housed within. There is also a small silo on the far side of the building, one which used to hold grain and animal feed. Take a moment to touch and examine the outside of the barn, also made with stones left over from the last ice age. Unlike the stone wall, these stones are covered with a protective cement-like coating called parging. This building is believed to be the only two-story parged fieldstone barn located in the area. The land that encompasses Allen's Pond has a rich and storied history, but the stone barn is of particular interest. It was built around 1860 by Israel Brightman on land purchased by his father in 1805 from Margaret Allen. The original intent of the barn was for homesteading, but over the years and through changes in ownership, it found life as part of a dairy farm, an equestrian complex, a multipurpose support during the Great Depression, and even as a home base for conservation initiatives led by Gilbert and Josephine Fernandes in the 1960s. Now, the stone barn continues to support environmental stewardship as the home for Mass Audubon's environmental education programming. Take a moment to consider the entire history of this land, the people who subsisted here, and who stewarded this land for thousands of years prior to the construction of the stone barn. Before colonial settlers, this land was a vibrant community, home of the Wampanoag. We invite you to spend a moment in quiet reflection to honor the history of this land and the many people who have called it home. The next stop is located a short distance away. Continue following the rope guide until you reach the next spherical marker.